this week, I discovered, while we were looking through all of the papers and documents of the church in anticipation of the annual report, an artifact of St. John's Episcopal Church. It is Your Household Guide, written by St. John's Junior Guild, circa 1953, okay? Now, inside of here is a compendium of knowledge. Important things that you need to know. For instance, how to cut marshmallows. Not just marshmallow, but marshmallows. Apparently what you do is you keep the scissors, that is the instrument for cutting marshmallows, you keep it in hot water, and in between each cutting, it will not become gooed by the sticky surface. My wife did not know that. My wife did not understand why one needed to have marshmallows in one's house. But it's filled with little things, things that you would find exciting. When opening a can of asparagus, cut open the bottom end of the can, and the contents will slide out, leaving the tips unbroken. Many a night I have stayed awake wondering how to accomplish that feat. Slice and peel pounds of onions without tears. Slice them first with a heavy blade of a chef's knife, then just slip off the skin. It goes on and on from there. Some of them are quite good, you know. To pep up butter corn, saute a bit of green pepper in butter before adding corn. Who knew these things? Well, some of them are quite important. You know, everyone knows, you know, the silver anniversary is the what anniversary? It's the 25th, right? You know that. I'm celebrating this year my 14th anniversary, 15th anniversary with my wife, right? Yeah. Nod yes. 2003, 2018. And I didn't know this, but apparently it's textiles and furs. So if anyone knows any furriers for me, you need to get in touch with somebody that can give you a good discount. Anyway, you know, this is kind of a fun little document. And, you know, on the surface of it, it seems quaint and funny. You know, we listen to these things and we chuckle. And I'm sure every woman in this audience, God willing, sits there and goes, oh yeah, right, like you're going to get me back inside the kitchen and doing that kind of shenanigans. You know, there's a little line. How do you get rid of ants in your kitchen? Cayenne pepper. It doesn't actually kill them, but it drives them to Lake Agawam for a drink. What do you do today? You call Kevin O'Connell. You get him to come down there and handle your ant problem, right? You don't sit there and worry about what to do. What this shows us, though, is a couple of things. You know, as a historian, you look at this as a primary document. What this tells us is more about the writers than what they wrote about. What you're seeing here is a community in the 1950s who no longer met as women to talk about the things they needed to know. These are women that no longer learned from their mothers or their grandmothers what they were supposed to do. We were more disjointed then. Everybody had an icebox in the house. By the way, you're supposed to put birthday candles the day before in the icebox, and then apparently they will blow out evenly and slowly. Okay? But they used to tell people these things around the market because you had to go get your groceries every day, not once a week. You would all go together and you would talk and somebody would say, how do you keep the asparagus from coming out? You know, let me do this. There was a community life and a rhythm that people shared that had been lost. And part of what we see here is St. John's trying to fix that. You know, we heard today, be the salt of the earth, be a light to the world. And we want to tell ourselves that maybe there are lofty things that we're supposed to do. You know, like the Pharisees, we're supposed to be really, really religious. Or we're supposed to maybe do all the right sort of sacrifices here and make sure that we do everything we're supposed to. Maybe we're supposed to observe the law in such a way that everyone looks at us and goes, how holy are they, right? But what we see in this document is people that looked in the world outside and said, you know, we don't get together and talk anymore. We don't get together and tell each other how to do the little things that make life easier. We need to get out there and do something about that. So they came up with this, a little way to share with their neighbors who don't have a community like theirs. I'm excited to know there was a junior guild here. That means there was a senior guild. I don't know what they were up to that year. But it must have been pretty important because they delegated this job down to the junior guild. Kind of help the people out in the unwashed masses. But you know, what's neat about this was it's a little pretentious, isn't it? A little hubris. We're going to go tell those poor people what they need to know. But that would have been putting a light under the bushel if they said, well, Yahoo, we just do anything about this. They put their light on a light on a lampstand. They said, let's go out there and build this community again. Let's tell these women what they can do with the asparagus can. And maybe while they're at it, they'll think about St. John's as a place that they'll come to find out about something more. They'll come be a part of our circle. We'll share what we have shared together with everyone else, and then they'll come and be a part of our circle now. They raised, in 1953, $500 on the sale of this book. In 1953, that was real money. My parents' house in Florida back then cost $2,000. Okay, that's a lot of cash. But they touched hearts and minds and lives and said, if this is good, come see what else we've got. You know, we're having our annual meeting today. I hope every single one of you is going to go tramp inside there. But even if you don't, I want you to hear my idea of what the future looks like here. What I want us to do together, because it was just a year ago that you all heard who I was. It was at the annual meeting on the 7th of February last year that the name Patrick Edwards was first said aloud in this joint. And now, a year later, we need to talk about what it looks like for us to take this and make it something new. Now, I'm not going to go about redoing this, although I'm going to print this because you want a copy. This one's mine. There's some good stuff in here. You want to know what's in here. But you know, we need to figure out what is the void out there in our community today. There's a lot of things out there that we can see on the news that will tell us we need to do. But there's stuff just outside of these doors that is a hole in people's lives and in people's hearts that we can fill. It doesn't have to look like high and mighty. It can look as simple as telling somebody how to be able to cut their onions right. Meeting them in a place because they no longer have a community to help them with the things in their lives. There are poor out there. Not just poor in money, but poor in spirit. Lonely people. Widows. Orphans. People that are disconnected in a world that seems to be all too small, but also all so empty. That need us. Need us to fill the void in their lives and bring them home. Bring them to a circle of friends like this. Gladly, it's not the Women's Guild over here and the Men's Club over there. Today, we're all together as the community of St. John's, but there's still people out there searching for answers. And the place they're going to look for it will be the place that shines. There's a lot of division in this town. There are some people that are being hurt everywhere. And we can tell them where they can come for healing, where they can come to encounter God, where they can come to find friends that will love them and nurture them and welcome them. And that place can be right here. Isaiah ended with this great line. He looks at us and he says, "The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places, and make your bones strong, and you shall be like a watered garden, like springs of water, where water never fails. And if we do this, your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt, and you shall be raising up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairers of the breach and the restorers of the streets to the living." I hope we'll come around here in 60 years. I will not be here. But maybe we'll look down from heaven, some of us, and we'll look back and somebody will pull out what we're going to do this year. And they'll say, isn't this quaint what St. John's did in 2017? But boy, it made a difference.